one step forward. Mogaba was very near his limit, but not yet ready to defy Long Shadow. He was aware that Lady was over on our side, just waiting for a chance to make his life miserable. That would happen seconds after the Shadow Master took his toys and went home. If he couldn't attack, Mogaba decided, he would pull back, leaving his forward works manned by minimal forces. They were to withdraw in such a way that we shouldn't notice them moving out of harm's way. But I was watching. Mogaba told Howler, "You'd better keep your carpet ready. I'm doing this with both hands tied. I won't last long." Long Shadow turned. If looks could kill. Howler's stance turned ugly, too. He did not want to be labeled a coward in front of witnesses. A sudden uproar exploded on the far side of the pass. I darted over to the Deceiver camp, and there was Uncle Doge with Ashwand, butchering stranglers wholesale. Nasty old Mother Goda covered his back, moving about as slickly as he did. Not bad for an old gal, who practiced only when she couldn't duck out of it. How had they gotten over there? Then the real shit splashed down. The Prabhrindradra finally launched the attack the old man had dropped into his lap. A dozen war elephants spearheaded the prince's assault. Shadowlander troops rushed to man their forward works. Arrows fell in sheets. Mogaba showed us. He gelled his defense. He murdered our elephants. His men showed their superior discipline. They sent the prince staggering back with losses as appalling as those I'd anticipated before we saw any of the captain's trickeries. Mogaba launched a vicious counterattack he claimed was just a heavy pursuit. The wooden walls between our siege towers held until Long Shadow recognized what Mogaba was doing and ordered him to pull back. Immediately, as though he knew what was happening even without my reports, Croker launched an attack on his flank. Only minutes later, Lady attacked on the left. Fighting on the heights grew even more savage. I lost track of my feisty in-laws. Narayan Singh and the Daughter of Night fled the Deceiver encampment and went into hiding beneath Mogaba's watchtower. There were no surprises from our side. Our divisions took turns attacking. Mogaba's men repelled them but had to come out into the middle storm to do it. Workmen edged the towers forward again, inch by inch. Long Shadow persisted in his irrational behavior. He began to look not only a lackwit, but actively suicidal. He kept poor Mogaba operating with his hands tied and his ankles in chains, yet dumped buckets of blame on him because it looked like he was going to fail. And the heights were aflame. That facet of the fighting was almost over. Chapter 29. I told Croker, I found out why Long Shadow refuses to turn Mogaba loose when even he's got to see that that's best. He's scared Mogaba might do a blade of his own.
The Shadow Master is a blind fool, Blade said. He doesn't know how to look at people.
I said, what?
Mogaba has to destroy Croker. He can't do anything else and live with the image of himself he's created for himself.
Croker made a rude noise.
Blade continued, Mogaba has his own troubles keeping in touch with reality.